You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for a Thursday afternoon. It is the 13th day of August. We're joined by Mike Tenorum. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. An El Nino report was released earlier today. What did it tell us about the weather in the Midwest, if anything?
Well, it didn't tell us anything about the weather in particular, but it basically confirmed what we've been thinking about for the last several months, and that is that a strong El Nino event is underway and is likely to continue into early next year. This El Nino is formidable. It looks very likely to be the strongest event since 1997-98, and it may even rival the 1982-83 event, which was the strongest since at least 1950. On top of that, it also looks like it will end up being the longest running El Nino since 1986-88. So this is a pretty significant event that we're in the middle of right now, and it appears to be increasing in strength, and that will most likely continue into December or January.
If I recall correctly, for states east of the Corn Belt, not much of an impact. Maybe states to the west of the Corn Belt, somewhat of an impact. Where frankly, does this kind of event have the most impact?
Well, most of the impact shows up in the wintertime. This is December, January, and February. And like clockwork, you almost always have the northern half of the United States become warmer than normal, while the southern half of the U.S. becomes cooler than normal throughout the winter. On top of that, southern areas usually end up wetter than normal, while northern areas end up a little bit dry. So that's what we're going to look forward to later on in the winter. It would be unlikely at this point for us to have a cold and snowy winter across the Corn Belt and points on to the north, but areas to the south, while maybe not snowy, would end up fairly wet. That would extend from California, breaking drought there, all the way through the southern tier of the United States, right along the Gulf of Mexico.
Anything else on the El Nino before we get to the forecast for the Midwest in the next week to 2 weeks?
Well, probably the most interesting thing, in our opinion, is that when you have an El Nino of this type of magnitude, it almost always rapidly diminishes early in the following year. So in early 2016, we would expect this El Nino to rapidly go away. If you look at similar transitions like that, there's been about five of them since 1950, and almost every one of them was warmer to much warmer than normal the following summer across the Corn Belt. And in August, every one of those years of the 5 years, this is 1973, 83, 88, 98, and 2010, were warmer than normal. Now, only 2 years there had a really bad corn and soybean crop, and that was 1983 and 88, because it also was dry. These other years weren't always dry, so that's why we don't see a uniformly negative situation or negative outlook, at least, for corn and soybeans. But we would expect a warm summer next summer if this continues to hold up.
And quickly, the forecast.
Well, we are going to turn a little bit warmer here as we go into the weekend. We'll see one of the warmer days in a while come Saturday and Sunday with highs in the 80s and 90s, but more than likely that will come to a fairly quick end by Sunday and Monday. And then we should see some good rain coverage across at least the northwest half to two-thirds of the Corn Belt. So primarily from Interstate 80 on north, we would expect significant rainfall next week in excess of 3/4 of an inch. And there's also a chance to the south, but the best chance is in the north.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day, Todd.
You too. That, of course, is Mike Tenorum. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.